purpose to consider the wonderful subject of hope as it is presented in the Bible. The grand old book has much to say about this great theme. A dictionary defines hope as, quote, an expectation of something desired, confidence in a future event, and the ground for expecting something, end of quotation. It obviously has to do with the future. In the Bible, we read a number of times about a wonderful triplet of which hope is a part of. The great love chapter says, "Now abideth faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love." 1 Corinthians 13:13. It has been rightly observed that faith looks back to the cross of Jesus Christ and trusts in the Savior that died there for our sins. Hope looks forward to the promised future of glory with the Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then love looks around for objects to bestow itself upon, for love is not selfish. We also have this wonderful triplet of faith, love, and hope in Colossians 1:4-5. It begins with faith in Christ Jesus and the love which ye have to all the saints and the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereupon ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ that promises the wonderful hope in heaven to those who put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners. This hope of Christ is not something uncertain, for it is founded on an unfailing and eternal person and upon a perfect, completed, eternal work of redemption, which is proclaimed in the gospel of God. Those who are without Christ are declared as having no hope. No hope. The apostle wrote to the young disciple Timothy that God, our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ is our hope. And to Titus, he wrote about the hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began, Titus 1:2. So the hope of eternal life goes beyond the grave. It's found in our Savior God. Those who leave God and His Son, Jesus Christ, out of their lives have no hope for eternity. What a sad and hopeless outlook there is for such. For those who are without Christ, their Savior, there is only a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries of God, as Hebrews 10:27 warns. But being without Christ and without sure hope of eternal life and heaven applies not only to the ungodly and irreligious, it is also true of those who only have religion and do not possess personal faith and trust in Jesus Christ, the only Savior of sinners. One may be very religious, go through forms and ceremonies, be regular in church attendance, and not be born again by the Spirit of God. A person may have the form of godliness and deny the power thereof, as 2 Timothy 3:5 describes. The Lord Jesus called the religious scribes and Pharisees of his day hypocrites, and said to them, "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me." Matthew 15:7-9. In a word, one may have religion and not have or know Christ as Savior. If one is trusting in his or her good works as the ground of getting to heaven, there's no personal faith in the redemption work of Jesus Christ, and no assurance of eternal life or certain hope of heaven. This is but an empty profession of true Christianity, which is abhorrent to a holy God who desires reality. The hypocrite's hope shall perish, whose hope shall be cut off, and without trust shall be a spider's web, so Job 3:8-14 declares. But in definite contrast to the foregoing, the positive hope of the genuine Christian is set forth in many places in the Bible. We have read previously from Colossians 1 that those who have faith in Christ Jesus have a hope laid up for them in heaven. It's not a hope that rests on the changing and uncertain scenes of earth, but is secure in the heavens. In the same epistle, the Apostle Paul speaks to the believers of Christ in you, the hope of glory, Colossians 1:27. Those who receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior have Him dwelling in their hearts by the Holy Spirit. Thus, the indwelling Christ in the heart of the believer is the assuring hope of the glory of God. So the same apostle could say, Christ liveth in me, the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. The Christian's hope is not a mere intellectual fact in one's head, but a living faith in the heart's affections. This is what makes it real and living. Writing to the Hebrews, the apostle spoke about the strong consolation those enjoy who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunners for us entered, even Jesus. Hebrews 6:18-20. The hope of salvation, deliverance from eternal judgment, the forgiveness of sins, and the possession of eternal life is set before the sinner in the person of God's Savior, Jesus. Those who realize that the justice of God is pursuing them, demanding that the wages of sin is death, have fled for refuge to lay hold in saving faith of the hope of eternal life in Christ Jesus. This figure of speech is an allusion to the six cities of refuge that were set up in the land of Israel, which anyone that killed a person accidentally and unintentionally could flee to and be safe from the avenger of blood. See Joshua 20. All who flee to Jesus Christ for refuge from the judgment of God find in Him a real place of refuge and security. This hope of salvation in Christ, which God offers to whosoever will, is an anchor for the soul. It is sure and steadfast, and is attached to Jesus Christ, the forerunner, who has entered into heaven for us. So the Scripture says, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Thus the Christian's hope in God's Savior is a stabilizing hope, like the anchor of a ship amidst the storms of life. So the hymn writer wrote, we have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure, while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. But the question which this hymn writer raises in the first verse of this wonderful hymn is, will your anchor hold in the storm of life, when the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? Dear listener, what are you trusting in as an anchor for your soul? Is Christ Jesus your hope and anchor? All other hopes will perish and be a failing anchor in the storm of judgment. Pursuing our subject of the Christian's hope, we learn from Romans 5 that those who are justified by faith and have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ stand by grace before God and rejoice in hope of the glory of God, Romans 5:1-2. So this hope in Christ is a glorious hope. The glory of God is the promised, sure, and eternal prospect. What a wonderful hope this is. In the Epistle to the Thessalonians, we read about the believers who were characterized by a work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. This wonderful hope enabled those converts to turn to God from idols, to serve the living and true God, and to wait for His Son from heaven. 1 Thessalonians 1:3, verse 9 and 10. It is truly a steadying hope which promotes devoted service to God and persevering waiting for the coming of the Lord. Then in the 5th chapter of this same epistle, believers are exhorted to put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation, verse 8. Here we have another of these triplets of faith, love, and hope. In this case, hope is referred to as a helmet, which protects the head. As children of light and of the day, we are in a warfare with the forces of darkness and evil. Satan and his demons seek to attack the mind and bring doubt and despair to the believer. So we need to put on the hope of full and complete salvation in Jesus Christ as the helmet that will protect and keep our mind from disturbance by the fiery darts of the wicked one. This blessed hope in Christ is thus a protecting and a shielding hope. And writing to his son in the faith, Titus, the Apostle Paul speaks of looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, Titus 2:13. The promised coming of Christ for his redeemed ones to bring them to his Father's house is a blessed or happy hope. And then there is his glorious appearing to anticipate when believers shall come with Christ as King of Kings and reign with him. It is thus a blessed and glorious hope the Christian has. In closing, we draw attention to the words of 1 John 3:20, 32-3. We know that even when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. The believer in Jesus has the certain hope of seeing him as he is, and of being completely like him. And then we are assured that this wonderful indwelling hope has a purifying effect on our lives now. How marvelous is the hope of the Christian in the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord of hope fill us with all joy and peace, that we may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit, as Romans 15:13 says.